You ever have one of those long days where you just want to clock out mentally? For me, the perfect way to unwind is chilling at the crib, throwing on a movie, grabbing some snacks, and sparking up something smooth. But depending on where you live, getting cannabis ain't always simple. That's why I mess with CBD Hemp Direct. They're an online hemp shop, federally legal cannabis products like THCA flower, CBD flower, gummies, concentrates, all delivered discreetly right to your door with next day shipping available. No medical card and no awkward dispensary run. Right now, you can get 7 grams for under $25 before the discount. And as a listener, you can get 15% off your first order with the code WYT. So level up your night and hit cbdhemp.direct, that's cbdhemp.direct, and use code WYT to get the nightlife rocking. And if you order now, you can get it as soon as tomorrow. Genius.
What you thought? Tell me what you thought. What you thinking? What you thought? What you thought? What you thought? Tell me what you thought. What you thinking? What you thought? What you thought? If you could change your thoughts, you could change the world. So much more to life than chasing diamonds, gold, and pearls. Lately it's been debated that maybe I am the greatest. I'm joking, there's no debate. You can't ignore the great. See, I'ma switch the world up with my 15 seconds.
Welcome back to What You Thought, the funniest podcast on the planet. I'm Darnell.
Express is moving.
There we go.
Nah.
We don't clap for that.
We got him.
That's wild.
We don't usually do guests, and he doesn't usually do interviews, but today you got my Tommy. So it's the perfect combination.
My Tommy in the building. Rich ass Haitian.
Damn, my nigga.
Jersey on?
My nigga, Jersey's own.
Port-au-Prince on?
Port-au-Prince's own.
All right. That's Barbecue's best friend, by the way, since you got to take him out. That's right. That's right, JK, Mr. Nasty, man.
That's crazy. Let's go.
We got Baif on the boards.
Yep.
Yeah, Baif out here, man. Baif out here, man.
Juwan, wow. AKA HR.
HR on
doing audio.
Oh, my man. Oh, okay. Yeah, I fuck with the audio team. Them my niggas.
We got Team Mock in the back.
Team Mock in the back. Full house today. Full house.
Know what I'm saying?
I'm R.K. John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt in the building.
Oh,
the king
shit.
Of the Chucks.
Fuck it, give it up.
All right.
Twice in a row, y'all.
Reg and I was having this conversation before you got here.
What's good?
People out of Haitian that people don't acknowledge as Haitians. Future, Haitian or no?
No.
Quantavious?
Told you.
Usher?
Nah, he's not actually Haitian.
I don't know. See, man, that's some difficult shit because...
Usher Raymond?
I mean, Usher told me he was Haitian.
Oh, he got two first names.
So you know what I mean? Big up money like Usher, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
Well, if he said it, then...
Here we go.
Yeah.
West so I ain't going to, you know, deny
he
Usher that.
He whispered it.
I go, man, he had his fucking Haitian flag shirt on, talking about sac passé. Where the fuck we was at? Broad daylight, mad loud.
You ran down with the who?
Broad day, huh?
You ran down with the goons. That's why he was.
Who, like, him? Shit, he the one that
Haitian flag shirt.
He the nigga that's running down.
Oh, okay.
Haitian flag shirt.
I was like,
that's
oh shit.
Okay.
Yeah, he knew who I was. All that shit. That shit was crazy.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Because I'm not gonna lie, I don't think I have one flag anywhere.
Nigga had the red and blue, you know what I mean? Really? Shit. Yo, son, Usher, nigga. Yeah. Usher.
Yeah, what's crazy is Darnell got mad Haitian flags.
Yeah,
I got mad,
like,
Haitian
yo,
flags.
What?
He said he got an American flag in Haitian colors.
Hey, bro, that's very good, bro.
Yeah.
American flag.
I approve.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook, Haitian?
Is he? I never even heard that. Westbrook, not Haitian name.
I never heard that one.
He collect them like Pokemon and shit, but like
I'm saying though, like, you know, the Haitian in me want to go ahead and add it to the list, but shit. Like
Westbrook's not a Haitian name.
Okay.
What made you say that, bro?
It's been a rumor for a while that Russell Westbrook. What my Haitian
check.
Friends say?
We'll fact check that.
Westbrook.
Nah. Oh nah, that sounds like some Haitian shit to say.
Yeah.
We'll fact check that.
Yo, your parents' favorite player, Reggie Miller? All Haitian parents favorite player.
I thought Vince Carter. Haitian parents love Vince Carter.
It depends on.
No, I ain't gonna lie though. Like one of my uncles. Yeah.
Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's some shit.
How do you pronounce it though?
Reggie Miller. Reggie Miller. Yeah.
That's a thing.
That's a
my
thing.
My dad fucked with Reggie Miller. I didn't think it was a Haitian thing.
Yeah. Nah, I heard Vince Carter and Reggie.
Okay. I always heard Reggie when I was a kid. Because I went to school in Rosedale, Queens, which is about one of the most Haitian places in the world.
You got this very weird Haitian obsession.
It's out in Rosedale.
Yeah.
My little cousin and all
they
that
probably
shit.
Went to St. Cliff's.
Probably, nigga.
Yeah.
Probably.
Haiti High. Yeah. So I got lifelong Haitian friends.
Haitian obsession.
Nah, it's not. I'm just accepted. Man.
All your friends are Haitian.
I'm more accepted than you. I took your spot.
Damn.
It's okay.
Nah,
I got the
flag
that you didn't get.
Nah, I don't have to try that hard.
They traded them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm meeting some Haitians tomorrow, too, by the way.
That's you sound like Trump. That's crazy.
Pierre Louis. Yeah. Mad Haitian.
Sound like Trump. Be with somebody tomorrow.
Chill. I can't be Trump. Not Trump.
Nigga named Gene.
I know Mad Jeans, which is crazy.
Yeah, me too.
So recently, I saw you were talking about Spotify and YouTube kind of pulled your album.
Yeah, some shit. Yeah. What's up?
How'd you fix it?
Shit, it's still broken, nigga. Like, shit. I don't know. You know what I mean? We still hoping for the best.
Which one was pulled? Which
one? Rich Ass Station.
It's up there.
I mean, it's back up there, but, you know, like, nigga, like, I lost all my subscribers and all that other shit that niggas, you know.
But real talk, you've been putting out music however you want to put it out for so long. Does that even matter to you?
Well, that's a good ass question. It don't, but then it's the part of that, like, nigga, that was my subscribers, nigga. Like, it's that. Yeah, like, it's the afterthought. Not even like it's like, yo, that was mine and you took my shit. Like, where my shit at? It boiled down to that, though, but you right as hell about what you just said, though. I don't, other than that, I don't care. Yeah. It's not fucking interfering with my bottom line or nothing like that.
I wouldn't think so. How many albums you think you put out by now?
So, shit, bro.
40, 50?
Yeah, it could be there easy, you know what I'm saying? But, and then it's like, you know, the shit that I didn't put out, that shit crazy. But yeah, it's probably there though, what you talking about.
Okay.
Yep.
You said 40?
You think LeBron actually
I think he probably got more than 40 albums out.
Because LeBron don't know lyrics. I don't care what I say.
Nah, I don't know. Shit, he got something he know the lyrics to. You know what I'm saying?
He was listening to
40 albums.
It's mad funny because that's with everybody. He just be like,
yeah.
Because of ad libbing.
No matter.
I don't think nigga know the lyrics, but yeah.
Nah, he heard it that day.
Which is L.
Yeah.
But I genuinely think Brian don't know no lyrics. Like, he just be lying about shit. You ever seen with the book?
Oh, yeah. I heard about the book shit.
What happened with the book?
So
he says he read every book that's ever written.
So they asked about the book one day, and he was like, yeah, I just started this read. He was dead in the middle of the book. And he was like, he never read the book. One other time, the book was upside down.
Oh, shit.
Damn. But I mean, when you LeBron, you do what the fuck you want.
Nah, I mean, what's the point of lying about it, though? You don't have to be good at everything.
I think when you're LeBron, you probably feel like...
Yeah, when you're LeBron, you want to be good at everything. Like
for what?
Why not?
Because you're LeBron.
Yeah. Mike, what you doing if you're not rapping?
I don't know, bro. I'll probably lose all. Yeah, I mean, if I ain't got to be that type of nigga, I'll probably be somewhere in the community doing some work. Deadass.
I got a theory about you. You like rapping, but you hate being a rapper.
Okay, keep going.
Because you don't want to do any, you don't do any of the stuff that other rappers do. Right? Whether it's the publicity, the albums, even the jewelry to an extent.
Yeah.
Partying. Like, he doesn't do any of that stuff, but he really likes rapping because you can tell by how much music he puts out.
So, I mean, 2-3 albums a year, and that's on streaming.
2-3 albums a year is a lot.
Yo, son.
I would disagree to a certain extent, maybe on this new project. When I saw you and K. Trinata.
Yeah.
I said, Mach doing something different. We might see the face soon. You might be out here somewhere dancing to some shit.
Now what's y'all talking about?
What's that? Which part? Oh, the K. Trinata?
Yeah.
Nah, my man Chase introduced me to the nigga in the studio one day, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just on some, like, oh, yeah, yo, you know this nigga Haitian, right? And I was like, what you mean? He was like, yeah, Case, you're not a Haitian. I'm like, oh, say word. I'm like, all right, so what's up, nigga? So, you know, because I want to know right away. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's some kind of weird entitlement. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, yeah, Haitian, nigga? Come on. What's up, nigga? What we doing? But when I got there, the nigga was like, yo, you don't remember me. Like, I used to be hitting you when you had Twitter.
Good pause. Got to pause.
That was good
yeah, pause. Big pause. So.
How you say pause in Haitian? I know right there, stop.
I guess you like chill or posé.
Posé.
You know what I'm saying? Or you could say fwene. You feel me? Break. Yeah. Pump your brakes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, fwene. But so now the nigga was like, yeah, I used to message you.
Mm-hmm. There you go. DM.
Yeah, on Twitter. Right.
Not you.
And I was like, you know, but anyway, he was like, yeah, you know, before I started doing electronic, like I was like, I'm trying to give beats to niggas like you. Really? You feel me? But, you know what I mean? It didn't go that way. It went this way.
Okay.
Yeah, so, but he got some shit, though. He let me hear, like, the beats. Yeah man. It's kind of fucked up because he got some shit.
So,
got
we might fire. Hear something in the future for
you. Yo, son, I got, me and him got, like, 30, 40 records.
That's crazy.
Approximately.
How fast do you make a record?
Yeah, fast.
Yeah.
Like,
by now, fast yeah. Now. Yeah, I don't think about it, but like, yeah, I guess it's different. But I don't have nobody weighing me down though either. I be in the studio dolly.
What?
Yeah, I record my shit, boom, 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 I'm out.
Now that's interesting you say that.
It's work.
You've done a lot of joint projects. You and the guy Fahim got a lot of work together.
Nah, well, that's one of the few, you know what I'm saying? Okay. That's a little bro in that sense, like it's family, so that's one of the few niggas that be in my space, but right. Mostly everything else except for Pray for Haiti. You know what I'm saying? It's only niggas I know be in, you know what I mean? We might be in the same space, but most of that shit be like airmail, nigga. Like, okay. Niggas that email you that shit, you know.
All right, I could dig it.
Yeah, man.
Did you want to go over one of the topics?
No, I
did.
About to ask him.
I'll be 100. I did zero research, and Amar was about to ask this nigga about his childhood and shit, so I'm like,
because I respect him, but... Yeah.
You want to get involved in this?
Fuck you, Mop, right? So you want
to. Like, what's up with
the fuck?
He's like, yeah, man. So, like, yeah, man. He's like, yeah, man. Growing up, did, like, you know, who inspired you when
big
you were
Jersey, cut? Too. So,
yeah. Big Jersey. Big fucking Jersey. Yeah.
You ever heard of Rainwater, New Jersey?
That's where Reg is from.
That's where he's really from.
Oh, you from Rainwater?
I'm saying, listen to this, man.
These niggas wild, man.
Yeah.
These niggas.
These niggas.
I just told you, man. This is county, fam.
So I got a what you call it question for you. I'll give you a rap question.
Yeah.
Nori said Kendrick and Drake can reconcile.
Nah, it's done up.
Oh, shit.
It's done up.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, if they choose to.
If the money right. That's what I think.
Nah, you said orange.
Yeah.
All right, cool. But you ain't want to tell me what high school. Immaculate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Right. come on.
And we got Pop Vasquez in the building.
Hey, he's back.
Yeah.
No Timsby? Oh, man.
They about to actually, somebody, I'll tell you off here about those. So you'd be all right, you would reconcile if you were one of them?
What? Oh, man, that's some wild shit. I gotta empathize with these niggas. I don't even know. Yeah, I don't even know how niggas living, so nah, I'll pass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
You listen to Comp at all, Rich?
What you say to this nigga?
Kind of question.
He ain't ready.
Told you.
He's not, like, dog. Hey, you're Haitian. Do you listen to, like, what questions are we asking?
That's because we want to establish the baseline of the real Haitian versus the fake Haitian.
So
this is the baseline.
Title.
So based off this same logic, I'm only black if I eat chicken and watermelon and whatever.
No, that's not black.
Type of dumb shit.
That's not black. Culturally, fried chicken is not black. But culturally, compa music is Haitian.
Ooh.
So
Fuck your shit.
Trying to, you know what I mean?
How isn't it though? So fried chicken isn't just black.
It's not.
It's Southern.
Nah.
It's black Southern. People take ownership of it. So if you look at like Korean fried chicken, for example, they took that from like black GIs. So there's an argument
to be made.
They
didn't take it. We taught them how to make it. Yeah. They didn't take it. We taught them.
But they still took it.
No, no. Can you answer the question though?
No, I don't listen to Kumba. All right.
All that.
Should we Mickey a T-Vice?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet Mickey. Uh-oh.
I don't even know Haitian words, man.
Hey, you fucked up, B.
Why the mask, man? I'm sure you've been asked it 1,000 times, but why the mask?
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, it ain't really about me. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's more about the role that I'm playing. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like when I was telling you, like, I'll probably be doing some shit deep off in the community away from, because even this is like, I'm putting community first.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because like, oh, if you would have come with this, with a different type of message, right? Because there's a way to do it to where like, oh, fuck this goody two shoes nigga, right? But then you come this other way and it's like, oh, fuck this mysterious nigga. But yeah, but when it's all said and done, you know, the work's gonna speak for itself and the way I carry myself. So it's like, but it ain't about whoever I'm supposed to be. It's more about this shit, what I'm representing, Jersey, Vailsburg, West District, Port-au-Prince, IET, you know what I'm saying? Just the Caribbean, the whole black diaspora. Yeah, I don't know if niggas really look into it. It's more about just Haitian people.
I figure it was something like the what's that called again? Guys like MF Doom or Deadmau5 or whoever, where it's like you get the best of both worlds. You could do the famous thing, but you could take it off whenever you want to and just like walk around the mall, for example, and just not deal with like bullshit.
I think that's a good that's like a good side effect.
Yeah.
I think. You know what I'm saying? But I'm actually like thoughtfully, I could have just put like a any kind of, you know what I mean? Like a cartoon mask or something.
Yeah.
Why did I choose the Haitian flag?
No, of course.
Yeah, so it's a little bit more, you know, than that. But yeah, it's definitely like an excellent side effect. Niggas get to leave me. But you know what's fucked up though, V? Like, during the pandemic, because people used to see me with a mask, niggas was calling me out with the mask on because they know this part of my face.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like, yo, it's better for me actually, you know, I really can't wear a mask type shit.
Gotcha.
Like, I remember I was in L.A., I was on Sunset, I had the little, you know, the little PPE shit, you know what I'm saying?
95 joint.
Right, but it's just this.
Yeah. And still.
So it's the same thing. So niggas know this part.
Yeah, at least you ain't.
Niggas like, Mock! I'm like, fuck, nigga.
At least you ain't throw the R. Kelly on. Remember R. Kelly had that shit? Could've
covered
the Piper, nigga.
What?
Could have covered the other.
Zorro.
With the fingerless glove.
But why'd your mind go there?
I fuck.
Because, I mean, if they know this part of his face, you got to cover that part of your face.
So you just randomly be thinking about R. Kelly?
Nah, you think about R. Kelly.
Oh, basically, you saying
how,
like...
You see how some flipped that?
You saying like on my off time, he bought R. Kelly up. I need to hit the...
You got to flip it.
Oh. But he's called Mr. Nasty Man.
Who is that? Why?
He chose this name.
I did not choose that name.
He chose this name. He chose to wait. He chose to perpetuate and continue to amplify this name. I have nothing to do with, like, I don't associate with it, but I mean, niggas call me, like, so what are you gonna do?
Niggas is bullying you with this shit.
It's the alter ego.
Dog, I just go with it. Like, I mean,
that's his,
what
that's
do I
his handle on Pornhub. <That's
alter ego.
laughs> Oh. You wanna hear the origin of Mr. Nasty Man?
Yeah. I know.
So, he's handing the iPad over to Pop one night.
Oh,
Pop goes,
shit.
This is.
Yo, the iPad's
this
clear? He goes, yeah, completely crazy. Clear. I wiped it.
That's not what happens. But okay, go ahead.
The next day, Pop,
not quite clear,
goes to the group chat. Reg, what the fuck is wrong with you? You traumatized my kids. Video wasn't clear. He had some of his special videos on there.
Mr. Nasty Man.
Okay. So now they call Reg Mr. Nasty Man. Oh, that's Mr. Nasty Man.
Hold on.
So,
story time.
Hence.
Hold on.
He's now Mr. Nasty Man.
Hold on, wait.
So y'all both have a character.
Wait, hold on. Number one.
Eddie used to rap.
This wait, Mach number Nasty. Number one. Where's this episode playing?
Mach Nasty.
Mach Nasty.
Where are you playing this episode at?
We don't know.
People know already.
Where are you playing this?
This is.
Second of all.
What's up, bro?
I'm mad regular in regards to whatever activities, right? My extracurriculars.
I don't want to hear about
if we're going, whoa, y'all brought it up.
Just the way about
No. Now niggas want to back out. Pause.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. We're going to move on.
All right. So now, fucking Diana, like, Barbara Nash. Walters and shit over here.
I'll get back to that in a second.
Do you want
to ask more questions?
Do you want to go into what these niggas do in their spare time? You want to talk about that?
I don't want to know that. We here about to talk about his music, right?
But you was cool when niggas was talking about the iPad. You had all the laughs. You had all the laughs. This is the chuckles.
Back to rich ass Haitian.
Chill. Yeah.
Back to rich ass Haitian.
So you're not going to tell them what you got these ladies doing, huh?
Nah, it's all
right. All right.
Oh, all right. Man. That's all how right. You doing it?
Back to rich ass Haitian. Yeah. But going back to the mask.
Got daughters sending their ancestors on a weekly basis.
Hey, man.
And this nigga fucking traveling and fucking up lives down in South America. Meanwhile, niggas talking about iPad. All right, I'm just.
Oh, you call them a passport, bro.
Yeah.
Yo, the crazy part, I just want to enjoy the mud volcano.
Yeah.
The mud baths. But back, man. Back to rich ass.
Because they didn't have to do that.
You mentioned the mask, right?
Yeah, what up, son? Yeah.
Were you ever concerned about commercial success, though? That does not matter at all.
Nah, man.
You also expressed some concern over the losing subscribers.
Nah, more so like, I'm saying like my people are my people, and it's, you know, that's what matters to me. Like, I don't really attract like hangers on, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, so whoever's with me, that's my real, you know what I'm saying? Like, and whereas some people might try to convince you they got 3 million followers, I'm cool with 30,000. Like, it's great. Like, actually, high quality, high powered niggas that think real sharp and invest real heavy. So it's like, you know, for you to try to take away my real 30,000, and you let these niggas keep their fake 3 million. You know, I don't gotta go too deep, but it's just like, it seems like a slap in the face or some shit. You know what I'm saying? I worked hard for mine. I think I had that YouTube for 10 years, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's like, all right, cool. But what was ill was like, let me tell you something. That shit made niggas mad or whatever, especially the Spotify shit. So they ran over to Apple.
Yep.
And downloaded that shit, and then I was number one. I charted that. My album was number one that week when it came out on Apple Music and shit. So I was like, you know, and that, I wasn't even aiming for no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, you know, niggas like. You know, obviously, the labels was like, yo, what's this? We didn't plan this. Who's this? Right. So, you know, couple dollars, couple fizzles. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah. You know what I mean? But my shit was real, fam. Like, you can't never fuck with that.
So
though.
How does that work with the distribution and shit?
What's that?
The albums. Like, so you make an album. I don't know nothing about the music shit.
Oh, it's cool. Go ahead.
So you make the album, and then you... like through whatever channels your own upload and distribute, and then they at that point they just take it and connect it to your fans, or how does that work?
No, I mean, so you know how it is. You got the label, which is me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So my shit's self-released. Like 99.99% of my shit is self-released. Then you got the distributor who helps you get it to the DSP, which is the digital service provider. Mm-hmm. So that's like your Audio Max, your Apple Musics, your Spotify's, that type of shit, your YouTubes, your Shazams, or whatever the fuck, right? So then you got that, and then those guys, you know, they got departments in there that are responsible for making sure that, you know, your music connects with the right people. And if you don't have any favor with those people, your shit just floats, you know what I'm saying, on an endless fucking stream, you know, immeasurable fucking odds that you face and everything. And then, so they definitely don't expect you to have niggas come over and fucking download the shit. Like, fuck this shit. this nigga Mock is not gonna take this away from me. You know, cause niggas thought it was me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas was like, oh, this fucking asshole, like, you know, he fucking took it off, he's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That was a lot of the comments, you know what I mean? But it wasn't me.
I thought so too. You drop so much music that you don't even let us know. And I'm a fan.
But it's the thing, I got a distributor, so it's like, even if I wanted to take something down, it'd take me like 48 hours or some shit. You know what I'm saying? For that shit to actually talk to the distributor, then them talk to the DSPs and them. So it's like, you know, who could work that lightning quick? You know what I mean? It's not me. Like, I don't know the owner of YouTube and shit like that. So, you know, somebody felt like they needed to yank that shit down. You
feel
me? They
didn't give you a reason or nothing.
I mean, the reason was we can't find it. Like, literally, from like, I mean, I escalated the ticket, bro, as far as the nigga, yo, black man, I did. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I told my people push and told them push some more. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, we finally end up getting on the phone with some folks over at YouTube Music, and one of the dudes, this shit was so surreal. Like, the nigga put on a flag, went around his face, and did the fucking Buckeyes to me, the Popeyes. The nigga did the fucking WB.
That's wild.
Like, dead ass. Like, it's
on
soft fucking
shoot, little dance.
Bro, he did the shit, bro. I couldn't believe it. So, at that point, I was like, all right, so I ain't finna get nothing back. You feel what I'm saying? And I just knew what time it was over there. I see how y'all get down. You feel me? So it was just like, all right. I actually walked out of me, and I just got up and just walked away. I was like, thank you very much for hearing me out. And you know what I'm saying? Thank you.
What was the thought process? What was the thought process as far as like doing physical copies when everybody was going fully digital?
That's crazy.
Physical copies and actually selling them for a large
like
amount.
Like CDs.
Yo, shit, man. So I'm fucking up, my bad.
Nah, it's all good.
So the way it was like, I don't know. I just was like, man, I gotta dig deeper, man, because whatever the fuck's going on, like Bandcamp started blocking my shit because they was like automatically refunding people they purchased money and telling them like, you know, please, you know, this is just, you know, we're taking an extra measure to make sure that, you know, you really actually meant to buy this because this seems a little bit suspicious. Fugazi. You know, please let us know if you really want it. You know, because I was selling shit for like the most Bandcamp had. It was like they, you know, you had to stop at like $1,999. So, you know me, I'm into numerology and, you know, supreme mathematics. So, you know, my shit was like $999. That was when I was selling the GAT, you know what I mean? I was selling physicals on Bandcamp. And so after like 9-10 different people, because niggas was sending me screenshots like, yo, this is fucked up, God. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people, I don't even know these people. You feel me? I might have met them a year before when they started buying my shit on Bandcamp. But now it's like they feel like they know me.
Yeah.
And they feel like, damn, they feel like, yo, niggas is straight up telling me like, yo, Bandcamp is trying to fuck you over. Whoop-de-whoop, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you sell me that shit direct? I just send it to your PayPal. Shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And then when I reached out to Bandcamp, they really didn't have no answer for me. You know, it was more so like, well, this is a new, you know, safeguard that we put in place in order to combat, you know, fraud, credit card fraud and all that stuff. But it was like, I never heard of anybody else having that problem before. You feel what I'm saying? And after they did like 10 or 11, I was like, man, I'm being lazy, son. I gotta just make my own store.
Yeah.
You feel me? I gotta make
direct.
Yeah, that was like.
Yeah, I gotta make my like www.mockhomie.com and right. Then www.zotanica.com and you feel me? And I was like, yo, man, I gotta do it. You know, I didn't want to do it because it was like hard, like cottage industry in the garage assembling boxes. You know, I'm buying pallets of boxes, and I ain't never do no shit like that before. So I just spazzed the fuck out. I'm like, all right, let me get my own vinyl. Let me get my own disc on that. But they forced my hand, though. I would have just been lazy. I would have just been on Bandcamp.
You have to put that shit on DVD real quick. Start selling these episodes.
Back to Mac DVDs?
Yeah, for real. Facts. Yeah. Facts.
I don't even have a DVD player anymore, fam.
So.
Oh, you can get you one, nigga. eBay.
We were debating this a few times in here. Top 5 rappers from Jersey.
That's what you're doing? All right.
Incredible.
Big Jersey.
All right. So hold up. So, you know,
I'm from Vailsburg too, by the way.
Say word, my nigga. Bring it in.
Bring it in.
So
raised on Richelieu.
Nigga, I've known you for years and you've never, ever mentioned Vailsburg.
Paul. and Unity. St. Paul, Unity, Norwood.
He you know hating, what I'm saying? Yo, because nobody don't know you Haitian. That's fucked up.
How's that hating? We've known this nigga for years. When has he mentioned Vilsburg?
He mad time.
Yeah, I said it mad time.
He's never mentioned that.
But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Nah, it's cool. But
best Jersey Rapids.
Vilsburg Vikings in the house, nigga. Let me see. So,
You including you?
Don't include you.
I can't do that, right?
Yeah.
All right, that shit, that's tasteless. All right, so, what we gonna do? We gonna do Dana. We gonna do Queen Latifah. Mm-hmm. We gonna do Tretch. Red Man. Slang Ton.
You name rappers, ain't nobody. Everybody gonna have to start Googling. Do you Google?
I only got one more. Niggas hate me, son. Right. Shit. Oh, fuck. Yo, fucking Tame, son. Tame.
So you went completely out of the mainstream outside of Queen and Tretch. Okay.
But I can't leave them. They are too hard, though.
And Redman.
Yeah. Right. T too hard, too. Okay. It don't even matter. Ball troll, funkier than the Haitian underarm. Represent Jersey, the land of firearms. Hot wire cars, emptying cigars. Afros, fofos, omnis with momos. Yeah, but you know, it's good, like, because Redman got a bunch of Haitian homeboys. Like, it is what it is. So my Miami niggas ain't like that shit, though, at all.
Really?
At all.
Not counting Lauren.
So you telling me six? I got six or I got five?
Not counting Joe. Not counting Wyclef.
So I got 10?
Just asking.
If I got
hey, outside know, of five.
Yeah, you give me more and okay. They'll be in there. But you telling
they
me
they are out to five.
I'm solid with my five.
I appreciate it. I respect that.
Yeah, I feel, yeah.
Pop would be upset if I didn't mention Ren. And he produced like you. He very similar to me, honestly. And at least the way y'all put music out. And the collaborative albums here and there.
Y'all niggas sick, man. Y'all stop that shit, man.
Okay.
How'd you end up being a whole favorite rapper?
Say less.
Oh shit! I don't like my. Somebody was asking me yesterday, like not yesterday. Yeah, that was yesterday, bro. This shit a blur to me, nigga. I ain't never did this much press in my fucking.
That's what's up,
nigga. You know what I mean?
Don't it feel good?
But y'all in the top five though.
Of course.
Y'all niggas in the top five. Though.
Appreciate that. So, Mom.
Let me see. What's the question, nigga?
How you end up being a whole favorite rapper?
I'm burnt, nigga. All right, so let me see. Oh, yeah, that's what I was trying to answer. Like, somebody tried to ask me that yesterday. Not even that exactly, but, yo, like, you know, how do you get people to buy your shit or whatever? And I was like, yo, I do not know what people want, son. I don't fucking know what niggas like. I don't know what this shit is fucking disappoint the fuck out of niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you don't want to know the reality, right? Like, nigga just... I started off doing a thing, nigga, and like I can't believe it's real. I guess because I stayed consistent,
yeah.
But I don't even know what it is exactly.
So you making music for yourself?
Yeah, yeah. Niggas would tell me like lyrics, and I'm like, damn, I was going for the sound, but okay. You know, that's just real life shit, nigga. Like it could be sad as hell, Pagliacci, nigga.
Yeah. I know you gotta get out of here soon, but before you get out of here, let's.
Nah, bro. I'm
you chilling?
Give me like what we got? What we got right now? Let me do this thing. This is rude as hell. Nah, we got minutes, man. Go, man. Right. We got hella minutes.
23. Boom, 23.
Hella minutes.
I read some stuff about you trying to help Haiti and as far as establishing AI and other stuff like that over there to give them a chance as far as emerging economies and stuff like that.
Yeah, beautiful, beautifully said.
So, what's the status of that? Where's this at? Especially now. All
right. So the status of that is like it's on indefinite hold. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As is a lot of other shit like potable drinking water. General, you know, bodily safety. You know what I'm saying? And you know, just the promise of tomorrow. You know, we trying to secure that for niggas. Maybe like a functioning government, potentially voted, you know, elected by the people.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And not like some sort of, you know, puppet. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you know,
like. Did you find it hard doing charity work out there? Because like from what I hear and like I've worked with my dad does stuff out there.
I bet.
The way he was explaining it to me was for the most part people do things the best they can regionally where they're from.
Yes.
Because if you're doing anything that's like too big or crosses borders or go through too far, someone takes notice and then.
Yeah, me, I'm on something like adopt a neighborhood shit.
Yeah, basically.
And that's what you can do. And then if you can get like, because it's not about even like Haitian people. I don't know, like this is the nexus of freedom in the fucking modern world. Like there's no freedom without those acts that were committed in 1791 to 1804. So, you know, it's deeper. It's like, you know, there's South American nations that, you know, owe infinite gratitude to that example, and not only the example but the actual assistance, you know, because after we freed ourselves we went and helped a bunch of other nations free themselves, you know what I mean? And not only, you know, because a lot of people don't associate like darker skinned people with like South American nations, but you know, for every one of those places that you think is like, you know, just predominantly white, there's a pretty sizable black population there, you know what I'm saying? Because all of those places endured fucking slavery. Every last one of those fucking places. So we're out there. Haitian flag, the Haitian people, like, are a representation of freedom for all people, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, we even sent reinforcements to Greece when no one else in Europe would acknowledge their independence. You know what I'm saying? They asked us for soldiers. We didn't have soldiers because we just finished freeing ourselves. But we sent what we fucking had. You know, we sent contraband. We sent coffee, sugar. You know, that's like sending fucking bricks of dope. To, you know, that's like, you know, Greek Contra, Iran Contra. Like, we niggas been doing that shit. But we doing it from a freedom fighter perspective. You know what I'm saying? On some, like, no one deserves to be oppressed. You know what I mean? Like that. So, I don't know. Like, I feel like really, like, in a way, like, I feel like one day everybody will realize, like, yo, if I adopt a neighborhood, you should be able to adopt a neighborhood. Like, you might not, your parents might not be from Haiti, but nigga, like, you from EO, nigga. Like, you don't you love when my mom cooked that shit, nigga? Like, fuck wrong with you? Like, you know what I'm saying? We getting bread. Like, yo, boom, adopt this little neighborhood right here. Couple dollars right here, you could change everything. You know what I'm saying? If you got, like, 100 well-off black people to do the same thing, they'll be straight. You know what I mean? For real. They'll be straight, but
how do we ensure that the neighborhood gets adopted?
How do we ensure?
Yeah, like how do we make sure, like, all right, boom.
You got to fly out there, basically.
Basically, somebody, that's the thing, like, a lot of the stuff, you know, I be having good-ass ideas, but, like, I don't think I'm the nigga to, like, execute everything type shit, you know what I mean? Because I got to make this. I made this, actually, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I make my design, my fucking merchandise, you know what I'm saying? I author my own contracts, you know what I'm saying? It's not just because, like, oh, this nigga want to be, you know, he got his spoon and everything, and, you know, nah, bro, it's like, if you don't do that, you're going to get fucking swindled, B.
Yeah.
It's nasty, bro. Because they know, like, our parents don't teach us about money and shit. They know who we are when we walk in the room, or they think they do. Some of us are lucky enough to have parents that educate us, but very few. You know what I'm saying? Our schools definitely never took the time to teach us about money, finance, contract law, you know? And it's like, okay, you go get this lawyer, he gonna flip you, because he in on it with them.
He on the other side.
He in on it, you feel me? So it's like, you know, it's just like, I was talking to Roz Barack. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was gonna ask Darnell if he was adopting the neighborhood.
Me?
Maybe what you thought should.
Possibly.
So rich ass Haitians.
I feel like it, yeah. And I feel like we can get some people to be the nigga I can't be.
So rich ass Haitian is aspirational. What is rich ass?
Yes. Haitian? Yo, my nigga. Okay. Thank you. I did an interview with yesterday and Black Thought was like, towards the end, he was like, rich ass Philadelphian. I didn't even have to explain it to him.
Right.
He gets it. You know what I'm saying? Because like to me, more people should adopt the Haitian flag as their own. Mm. You tired of some bullshit, that's your flag. You feel me? If you're tired of some bullshit, it says United we stand. That's the motto. And before that, it was Liberté ou la mort. And then it's like liberty or death. Mm. So it like, you know, to us, like that was like the softening, like United we stand. But if you know at the core, it's liberty or death. And you already know what that means. That means it's up, nigga. It's up. So if you feel like it's up, that's your flag. Matter of fact, some of our greatest, most highly esteemed leaders and heroes of the Haitian Revolution was not born in Haiti, nigga. So, you know, who knows? Who the fuck knows who could be the next leader of the second revolution, right? Because there's one that's really sorely needed right now. Because you see what they're doing. They're making an example out of the country. So, like, if more people realize, like, more people should adopt Creole as their second or third language. Because, yo, it's a language of freedom, son. You feel me? That's the language niggas spoke when they was plotting the oppressor's demise, nigga.
Language of rebellion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, you know, all of that stuff, it's not like exclusive to people that, you know, were fucking born there or their parents are Haitian. It's like, yo, do you feel that spirit? Like, does that resonate with you? Like, would you rather be free than anything else in the whole fucking world? You might fucking be Haitian.
I like that. Might fucking be Haitian.
They were, before the whole breakdown and everything, there was a lot they were doing over there in terms of, like, industrialization and so on and so forth. Just, I mean, obviously right now with everything going on. But, like, any charity shit, the way it was explained to me is, like, you got to physically...
But you got to be on the ground.
You got to build your team. You got to physically be there. You
people like Sean Penn, they fucking stay there.
Yeah. Yeah, he got a crib out there.
They stay.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, Sean Penn is there, but where's such and such and so on.
Yeah, so what happened was, like, my dad runs, like, a charity out there. He's from, like, Fort Liberty or whatever. And
okay.
He was asking me about computers and shit because, like, you know, before all this, like, you know, my background is, like, consumer electronics. So I sent a computer out there. And when he came back, from whatever trip, he was like, oh yeah, the computer you sent out there is just like sitting around like collecting dust.
Because?
There's no electricity.
Infrastructure.
So then it's like, once you fix that, it's like, okay, I figured out the computer, now I gotta figure out the room we put the computer in, then I gotta figure out the place where you put the room in, so I gotta build the school, then I gotta figure out the electricity, then I gotta figure out, like, so it just doesn't stop. Then I was like, niggas gotta drink water, and how do they cook the food, and it just, you started with a computer and then you end up with like a whole fucking like
right city or something. Like me, I'm thinking like, oh, I want to introduce some sort of long lasting institutional change, and it's like, yo, no, people need rice, nigga. Like, what are you talking about? Niggas is dying of fucking medieval affliction, nigga, that we never had in the country until 20 years ago. Riddle me that shit.
Bathrooms. Like porta potty.
Riddle me that, bro.
Cholera killed.
Riddle me that, bro. Yeah. But how about like, but that never happened before 20 years ago. Also, do the math of that as well. Don't forget that part.
Yeah, but the cholera thing was, they said it was I think they ended up saying it was the UN's fault because they dumped like
thank mad, you. Like, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
They dumped like mad fecal matter into like a lake or some shit.
UN moved like some mossy seas.
That was in your back pocket before we even started this.
Real quick callback, because you mentioned Black Thought, and that was one of my favorite songs on the album, honestly. Or a really good song.
Oh, dope.
Not take away from all the other amazing songs on the album. What's your favorite song on Rich Ass Haitian?
The intro.
Intro?
The intro, yeah.
Okay, all right. That does set the album up.
Yeah.
I really understand that.
I like Totally.
Yeah, you do. That's the outro.
Yeah.
All right.
Shit. I got a lot of songs I like. I can't pronounce it.
Niggas would lie. Like, I haven't heard it yet. I'm listening.
Pronounce it for me. Sur le pont.
Yes, that's good. Sur le pont d'avion.
Sur le pont d'avion. That's probably my favorite song.
Yo, all right. That's my number two.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
I can pronounce. What you call it? Wapko and Josh.
Now, that was the previous album, right?
I know.
That's the previous album. That's
some shit. I fuck with it. Huh?
What'd you say? 22, you dropped that one, right?
I'm
accepting. Man. You dropped some.
Nah, yeah, low key a little bit.
I think it was like.
You're getting it.
I don't know. right, yeah.
Was that back at that far?
2019, yeah. But yeah, something. Right, Balance Show. Yeah, 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 that one. Yep.
There's a lot of good music.
What do you rank Pray for Haiti in your album?
Whew.
That's everybody's favorite. Like,
I think that's commercially favorite. Commercially kind of thing? Jumped on the scene.
But yeah. Where do you rank it?
I mean, it's in the top 10.
Top 10?
Yeah. Okay. It's in the top 10. All
right. Where you got Rich Ass Haitian?
Oh, shit. I feel like I got Rich Ass Haitian. I set the reset button. So, and to me, I got one album right now.
You do that every album?
No.
Why with this one? What's the significance?
I mean, it's a major turning point. Like, I never did so much work to release something. Like, that's a actual proper, like, commercial release. Like, you're going to hear it in movies. You're going to hear it in, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's that. A lot of the other shit, like, I finally understand what, you know, I used to think, like, people was trying to shit on the work. Like, yeah, you got a lot of mixtapes, man. Like, you know, especially when you get to, like, an industry town. You know, like Los Angeles or something, LA? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you meet, like, you know, people that was like, yeah, you know, I was fucking Chaka Khan's music director, you know what I'm saying? So they got a different perspective.
That's some shit, though.
You know, talking about, like, fresh out of Berkeley. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, you know, fresh out of college, you know? yeah, you know, I was the engineer when, you know, Prince did Sesame Street, you know? And it was frightening, shit like that. You start to speak to people with very particular, you know, ways of thinking, and so the way they talk, you start to understand, like, oh, okay, so there's a difference between a mixtape and an album, a studio album, you know what I'm saying? And it's not, has nothing to do with the quality of the work in the sense of, like, what you put in there musically, creatively, artistically. It has to do with, is this commercially viable versus the other thing, meaning, have you taken care of all the intellectual property concerns?
Right.
Like, if you sample someone's work, did you include them? Have they been notified and did you pay them their proper fee?
Right.
All right. Did you get their clearance? Yeah, shit like that. So, and it's a lot more to it. You know what I mean? You got to holler at the publishing side, then you got to holler at the master side. The publishing is the actual words and the arrangement and such.
So it sounds like this is the most expensive Makami album.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? For sure. That's expensive in terms of time.
Right.
Fucking, you know, nigga, you could lose a family behind shit like whatever I had to go through for about a year.
Right.
Because it's not a joke. Like, you know what I mean? They trying to take you through there.
Right.
Next is Ho-verse. Next album, Ho-verse?
Yo, I don't know, bro. I don't think he trying to come up off none of them shits, man. I mean, they there, but, you know, that's the difference between a mixtape and an album. Like, is it coming out?
Yeah.
Because am I going to get the intellectual property rights holder, a.k.a. Jigga Man, you heard? Am I going to get his clearance? Because it's like you get a nigga like that to push a pen, like, what you saying? He gonna have to push a pin.
That's dope.
Well, until then, we gonna.
Until he pushes the pin. Yeah.
We'll still be listening.
Yeah, but we got some shit. Push the pin.
Push the pin.
Yo, son. Yo, hashtag push the pin.
It's gonna work.
Yo, so come on.
A point. Now you gotta pay him too.
I already got it. I already pushed the pin.
He already.
He won a point on that.
He negotiated that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, he won a point. You know what I mean?
So it's like,
watch out.
Girl, is
watch
the
out.
Music like?
He like, oh,
feature
I understand
heavy.
How it works.
Ask Mark.
What's that? Is what?
So is the music like feature heavy?
What music? The new one?
Your music.
Nah.
In general.
Nah. It's feature light.
Okay.
Yeah. Might we see that? This one used.
I think so. I think we're going to see more features.
See more of that?
Yeah.
More production, too? You going to start working with more producers?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It depends on them.
I like to hear that. That's why I'm
asking. Oh, yo, I got a conductor tape coming out, like, very soon.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll be looking out for
that. I got him as top 5 producers out right now.
See, look at that. There you
conductor,
go.
Conductor.
Oh. Yep.
That is what he says, right? That's not what he says?
Anybody you want
to
work
with. Oh. Yeah, I was just about to ask that. Like, was there anybody?
Oh, shit. Mm.
Thank you.
Well,
no, thank you.
Step on your point.
You fucking asshole. Was there anyone that you would want to get a feature from or work with that you haven't yet?
Producer or rapper. Or a singer, even. When we going to get the Mock Girl album or record?
mean,
see, so, I wasn't even now, on that.
See now.
That's commercial.
Hey, zoom in on this man right here, right here. This Bell Burke's finest right here. No. Say that again.
I said, when you gonna get a mock girl record?
Hey, man. Hey,
how you hijack my question?
Hey, and like even better, a whole album.
And that's what I started to say.
Nah, I like the way you think.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Nah, I'm working on that. I'm trying to get that ASAP, actually.
Okay.
That's what, you know, that if you want to know, like, what I really want is that. You know what I'm saying? I need me, like, and I'm talking about, like, I need me, like, yo, let me get a Missy. You know what I'm saying? And go ahead and Timbo. Let me get one of them.
Worse.
My bad, I'm fucking up.
False.
Just don't play that like after all time.
What?
Like this?
Come on.
Yeah?
Perfect. Mock all is right. Not sexy time music. Do not play that when you're doing your activities.
That's what I'm asking for.
Come on.
But, nah, he just saying some collaborations, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, go ahead, Timbo, let me get one of them little,
because I
know
you felt got like
one of
them
little Aaliyahs laying on the side somewhere. Let me get one of them.
I'm just saying, with the title track, you was leaning into that. With the title track, Rich Ass Haitian, you was leaning into that.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
And I want to see Mock on playlist, to be very honest with you.
Bruh, I'm saying, bro. Missy, so, where you at with it, man?
All right, Missy.
Man, please. And then go ahead and link up. Everything else need to be linked up. Like, it's like a
R&B.
It's a lot of
just a record that caters to, you know, broader audience. Not saying that your audience.
That's
is
right.
A broader audience.
Yeah, so, and that's what I'm looking for. Like, even if it was like female lyricists, like Tierra Wax, and you feel me, like that really get in. Like, you know, it don't Rhapsody? Always got to be singers.
Would you rap with rap? Rhapsody.
Of course I'll rap with Rhapsody.
Rhapsody, tough.
Yeah. I mean, they fucking throwing us in the articles together and shit. We might as well fucking have a song. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right. Rhapsody, you know, even the, like the Caribous and the, you know what I'm saying? I think that's Yachty artists, you feel me? You know, like a lot of these young, you know, a lot of these women, they come in with some different style these days, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's some ones out there. I don't know them all, but there's some ones out there.
Looking forward, bro.
Yep.
If it's ever Saweetie, just invite me to the studio. I just want to.
Saweetie?
Yeah.
All right, man, I'll fuck around and just do it just so you can, you know what I mean?
Thank you.
You feel me?
Thank
Real
you.
Shit, bro.
See, now I know where the episode's going. Thank you. Now I know where the episode's going to look.
Nah, but more versatile Mock is definitely, I'm hoping for.
Nah, I'm all about that type of shit. Like, oh, yeah, man. Like, you know, if they got like a little like long lost Whitney Houston verse or something, you know what I'm saying? Let me get a hook or something.
Say less.
You know what I'm saying? I could, cause you know, I got, like I said, the Kayshanada shit, that's house music.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's like,
ew. Just drop a verse over. I don't care. I don't
think
that shit. What?
Off
the
Mickey?
Yes, that's my
so
shit.
It's like you going for like a broader audience at the same time though. There's not like a
What's
chance
up?
That you like alienate the people that fuck with the shit the way it is.
Great question, bro.
I don't think I have that problem. I don't have that problem because the people that consume my shit is like dynamic thinkers and like high level professionals and young people that really wanna get out of their situation. Like, it's very aspirational, very spiritual, highly motivational. This is all I've been hearing for fucking better part of a decade. So, and the people I'm meeting is like, yo, it's really, you know, people from, you know, hard backgrounds, hard luck that just got a certain spark to them. Yeah, I've been noticing, you know what I mean? They want more, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, this shit get them charged up. It's their theme music. So I don't think they're going to be mad at me. You know, expanding the catalog and increasing the value of what they've already invested in. Because I've never, my shit be like this.
That's right.
That's what's up.
Outside of Hov.
Okay.
Who was like a fan that surprised you? And not a fan, a supporter. Or
surprised me.
And you like, damn.
I mean, probably the first one that stood out the most, Beyonce.
Okay.
That's
cool. Yeah, I mean, what do you say after that?
What do you say after that? Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The other shit, the most deaf shit was wild too, but Beyonce.
That was wild to you?
Yeah, I mean, it was very extreme. It was in front of his family, and it was very... So extreme. There's a lot.
That was the most offense.
A lot of love.
Most like vibe. The reason why that surprised me though is that he sounds like an influence. When I hear you, I hear some of him. I hear
like Drake better.
I hear Mos Def. Who are some of your influences? Because I definitely hear him, so that's not a surprise to me that he.
I would say that's the thing, because like I've been with it since I was a shorty, so. And then for a long time, like it was like, you know, the only niggas that would listen is like New York niggas, you know what I'm saying? And but like I never heard that. I heard shit like niggas have said LL Cool J, all kind of crazy shit.
I don't hear.
So yeah, but it through different stages, I've heard different shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I don't know. I guess people say most because the vocals, but I mean we're very different. But
do you you still listen to like rap?
Yeah, I don't listen to niggas shit. Like, I stopped listening, like, because I've been making music since I was a shorty, so I stopped listening a long time ago. Yeah. So my bank of music, my personal bank, is mad small when it comes to rap, because I can't risk any cross-contamination. My mind is too powerful. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I fucking do your shit better than you type shit. You know what I'm saying? Without even knowing it. So basically, I just listen to, like, the shit I grew up on. I'll enjoy some shit because I'm outside. Yeah. So I'm like, you know, I enjoy the hell out of some little yachty. I'll enjoy all kinds of shit. Mm-hmm. But I don't really play anything new like that.
Then I'm sorry. Good. Then what kind of content are you taking in? What are you listening to?
I'm listening to fucking jazz. I'm listening to fucking like a lot of compa. I'm listening to Gaga. Really? I'm listening to Zouk. I'm listening to fucking
heavy.
Soca, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to even like Corridos. I'm listening to Mexican, you know what I'm saying? Norteño, Sureño, you know what I'm saying? Listening to bachata, shit, little reggaeton, you feel me? Definitely listening to dancehall. Lovers Rock, gotta play the classic thing, you know what I mean?
Afrobeat, I'm a piano.
Yeah, well, like, also, too, my Afro beats don't really go past a certain year.
Okay.
Because those influences came from my old head, so I kind of like my taste is kind of built on that. Okay. So, like, I'm playing, like, a lot of gangster shit, but it's more classic. More classic shit, you know what I mean? Like, even, like, ska, even that shit, even when I listen to my rock and roll bag, you know what I'm saying? I might junk get in my heavy metal bag. Type shit, but I listen to everything, wide array. But then I'll shock you, I don't listen to music that much anymore.
Okay.
I'm too busy making music.
Too busy making music. Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, and in between time, I don't want to hear noise. Facts. Because, like, noise is my profession.
Yeah.
Intelligent noise. Like, so it's like, I don't want to hear nothing.
Writing a book.
Yeah, but I also, it's like, I definitely don't read as much as I'd like to. I'm going to just be honest. You know what I'm saying? I should read more. Yeah, I love cinema. You know what I'm saying? So I really love movies. You know what I'm saying? But again, like, I got a real short attention span for, like, a lot of this, you know, commercially driven, a lot of the newer shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like classic cinema. Yeah. And there's so much of it. Mm-hmm. To, you know what I mean? It's almost like you can never really see all of the great movies.
Yeah, it's too many.
It's too many.
Do you ever think of directing?
But yo, son, when it's
not
all
like
said and done,
movies, like regular movies.
Not the blue movies.
Yeah, not the blue movies.
Okay, so when I finally get to like where I want to be, that's my terminus. Like, yo, even back in it, like when I was a shorty, like niggas thought I was writing rhymes in the trap. Niggas is selling dope and playing whatever, PS, whatever. I'm playing beats and writing full on urban dramas based on the shit going on in the trap, like giving everybody names and shit. Yo, but I have my shit formatted like for real, like how it's supposed to look. Because I got a copy of, I ended up getting a copy of The Sopranos, the real script.
Like a screenplay.
A screenplay, yes. Okay. But I formatted my shit from then. So I got like gangs of shit, bro. I got boxes of bottle coupe suitcases filled with legal pads. That's all like films, short films, urban dramas, cartoons. Everything, bro.
Awesome. So what, like, awesome. What shows or, like, what movies are you watching, like, lately? Shows probably more so, because I feel like shows have been more fire than movies to me.
I mean, the newest thing to me that's ill is, like, that Dark Matter shit.
Whew, on Apple.
I haven't started watching
that,
it yet.
That's the newest shit that's kind of wild.
I'm
going to
watch it, but I haven't had time because I could only I only have time for, like, maybe two shows at a time.
I'm going to spoil that shit. You better hurry up.
Yeah. And then there's some shit they stopped showing that's ill called The Nick.
Oh,
that was with Clive Owen, right?
Yeah. The doctor, right?
Yeah. That was ill. I like period pieces.
Yeah.
As do I. So,
you know what I'm saying?
Reg and I, nobody else in the cast would watch it. Reg and I do a lot, like Vikings.
Vikings.
We both watch Vikings. The new Vikings Valhalla just dropped.
There's some new shit?
Yeah.
This is
Vikings.
Again, period pieces. Vikings is good. We watch a lot of period pieces.
I guess
so.
House of Dragons counts as a period piece. I watch that.
But it's fantastic.
It's fantasy and shit.
Nah, but like, what? Y'all niggas don't fucking know animation type shit?
Oh, yeah. Heavy.
Once again. Anime.
So I got kids, so I do the anime thing. Okay. Like, with kids, but without kids also. So, like, I.
So what's your favorite? Of all time.
Anime, like. Just easy in general, that's
Cowboy
tough.
Bebop.
Okay, go.
Nah, Cowboy Bebop's like best number one.
You
is
can't
tough.
Say his though. Go.
Number one is tough. Cowboy Bebop's like top five for me.
Okay. So you can't pick one.
I can't pick one, like, cause it's different Star things for. Okay. I lost Star Wars Fire too.
Inspired Cowboy Bebop.
But I wouldn't put it in top five. Cause like number one would be tough. I was top five in no order for different reasons. Dragon Ball Z, I think, was like everybody's like gateway into like anime. Most people's gateway.
I ain't really? See that first. First thing I ever saw was Fist of the North Star.
Ooh,
then Ninja Scroll, shit like that.
Ninja Scroll was fire. Ninja Scroll was fire.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. But yeah, I ain't never really.
Berserk
was
a cool.
Moment in time. After that, it was just like
Samurai
streets.
Shampoo was really tough.
I heard. I never seen.
That was alright.
I got a question for you. What's your favorite podcast now, though?
What you thought, nigga?
There we go. Real quick, what's your favorite anime, though? You said,
huh?
Favorite anime?
Nah, like Ninja Scroll.
Ninja Scroll.
Yeah,
okay.
That whole thing.
Okay.
But yo, y'all watching any new shit, like?
New
Blue
shit.
Blue Eye Samurai was awesome. That just recently came out.
They just did.
Yo, Kengan Ashura, yo. That shit crazy.
I'm going to check that out.
You seen the one where they, we'll talk about it. Yeah.
Bakihama, nigga, shit like that.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Appreciate Bakihama.
Thank you very much.
No doubt.
Hold on.
We could dap first. Nah, epigenetics is on the next episode.
Yeah.
Yo, I got gifts for the.
Appreciate you,
the lords. You feel me?
Thank you very much.
I got bomb. Nah, you can pull that out.
You don't even use them.
Shit.
So I got an album.
I appreciate you.
It's a novelty. You feel me? You can use them. They functional, but you know.
Nah, okay, good.
But
good. It was never getting used.
Nah, they functional. But
you get somebody pregnant if you use it.
I mean,
but nah, man. So them is some promotional items. I got a series called Trez. Yeah.
Nah, this is.
And hold up, when you put a hot beverage in there. The rest pops up. Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, he transferred. Yo. Okay.
Yeah.
He's our favorite guest now. I'll tell you that.
Right up. I set this up.
Hey, yo, and these are postcards, but they're actually records. You could play these postcards on a fucking record player.
Oh, that's fire. I'm put that
if you wanted to. Shit. You know
and
what I'm
saying? And I have a record player. I still buy vinyls.
I got the gores on. I pop ain't, you know what I mean? You know? But
fire.
That's dope.
You feel me? And then the rubbers and shit, those is like Triz Nathaniel rubbers. You feel me?
No, set that up.
You feel me? Triz Nathan, Triz Naeem.
I'm gonna put these up on display. I got a store in Bloomfield, so I'll put these up.
Yeah,
on the show.
Them is definitely
go
some artifacts,
Rich
man.
Right
make sure
now.
You put it somewhere they can't grab
go
it.
Go stream Rich Ass.
Triz Nate, man. Yeah.
Fire.
Yo, Spotify, go to hell.
Yeah. Rich Ass Haitian,
and you know it's Haitian niggas at Spotify.
Where?
Shout out to them.
What's y'all up. Do better.
Call Cherry, I don't know. Yeah. Something.
What's your favorite joint?
What's that?
What's your favorite joint on the album?
On my? Mm-hmm.
He said the intro.
Yeah. But, you know, one and two, Sous Le Bon. One and two, bon. Intro and Sous Le Bon. Yeah.
That was my favorite. Yes.
What you thought? Tell me what you thought. What you thinking? What you thought? What you thought? What you thought? Huh? If you can change your thoughts, you can change the world. So much more to life than chasing diamonds, gold, and pearls. Lately it's been debated that maybe I am the greatest. I'm joking, there's no debate. You can't ignore the great. See, I'ma switch the world up with my 15 seconds of fame.